Yeah, that's the money music. Which means it's time for our Money Man. It's the Golf Business and Law segment, sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach. And, of course, I am not a lawyer, just a non-lawyer spokesperson for the law firm of McDonald Hopkins. But our money guy, the sports professor Rick Caro, is an attorney, and he joins us now, as he always does. Rick, good morning to you. Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday. Back from Valderrama with a little bit of a cold. But that's okay, because I'm ready to go to the Dolphin game and watch yet another upset.
I hope it's not too wet and soggy for you at the Fins game. It's pretty wet here in West Palm Beach. I had plans to play golf later this morning. I'm not sure if we're going to get that in, although I'm still hoping for the sun to peek its way on out. But what has happened to your Dolphins? I mean, their only two wins on the year are against two very, very quality teams in the Chargers and the Patriots, but they've had some losses to some lowly bottom feeders like the Houston Texans of all teams. What's the deal?
I was at Valderrama with luckily enough. Remember, I was I did a segment with you last week, and then had lunch with Juan Pablo Ortiz, who is one of the founders of Valderrama, and it was excellent. And during that round, I said, "Are you excited about the Dolphins today?" And he wanted to know whether I was talking about a fish. Clearly, over there, nobody really cares. And you know, the Saints and the Chargers play in an NFL regular season game in London today. So, long way of answering. I don't know what happened last week because I didn't see it, but I read all the reports. It sounds like they can't stop the run and they can't throw a pass. Is that a surprise? Does that remind us of something from last year?
Right, exactly. Well, in regards to that game in London, second straight year, of course, last year it was the Dolphins and the Giants. A lot of fanfare for that game, I guess, locally, of course, for good reason, because the Dolphins are our hometown team. But I felt that there was some buzz nationally as well, more so than this year in year number two. Is that what you get as well? Is that kind of the idea you have?
Yeah, there's a novelty quotient, and I really think most people will think, whether they say, that we're no longer talking about, or at least not right now, expansion franchise in Europe, or even multiple regular season games there. This feels like a one-off. On an annual basis, Wembley hosts wonderful events. This feels more like a one-shot event maybe every year than it does a weekly regular season franchise. And so I think that's where this has evolved to.
Russ Evans with you, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760. It's our golf, business, and law segment, sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach. And I am not a lawyer, just a non-lawyer spokesperson for the law firm of McDonald Hopkins. Our good buddy, the sports professor Rick Caro, joining us a little under the weather this morning on a Sunday morning, a wet and soggy one in West Palm Beach. Rick, what's the deal with the economy? We realize that it's pretty bad. It's not looking like it's going to improve anytime soon. We know that there are a lot of ramifications for that in the sports world, and especially in the golf world, as you know, the PGA Tour, the LPGA Tour, the Champions Tour, they are built on sponsorships for their tournaments, and you really can't you can't run a tournament without a sponsor for the most part. The local tournament down here that's coming up in a month, the ADT Championship, learned a couple weeks ago that ADT is pulling out as sponsor of that. You know, how hard is the golfing industry going to be hurting for sponsors over the next few years?
Well, here's the thing, and I feel pretty good about reporting on this, because I did spend 10 days over there co-chairing an economic development conference in London, and MasterCard and HSBC sent their top marketing and sponsorship worldwide guys. And they're pretty heavy hitters. They place money for billions of dollars of sponsorship. Seriously, big numbers. And a lot of event guys, a lot of soccer guys, a lot of Premier League guys. And I think it's the same as it is here. The premium events, the World Series, the ads are sold out through Game 5. And when we know that the Super Bowl ads are going for $3 million a spot, 30-second spots, almost all sold, Super Bowl 43 in Tampa. But for mega events, we're fine. For the regular sponsorship stuff, we've got some issues about it. Tiger Woods, we're not going to feel for Tiger, believe me. He has more than enough money. But look what General Motors stock has done. It's dropped more than 74% this year, and the company's cut about 53,000 workers since 2005. Now, does that mean they're going to continue their Buick sponsorship with Tiger past 2009? Don't know. That's one of the many issues that affects the golf industry.
Hey, Rick, I saw this a couple days ago. Interesting story online. A KPMG study. KPMG's golf advisory practice over in Europe just released numbers on the European golf industry and the economic value of the golf industry in Europe. They're valuing it at more than $71 billion, valuing it for the golf economic impact in Europe, Middle East, and Africa. Apparently, it's growing at a much better rate than here in the States. It's only about one-third the size of the U.S. golf economy. So $71 billion is about just one-third of the size of the U.S. golf economy. But it's trending upwards, whereas the U.S. golf economy is not doing so well. Did you see this report, and what do you make of these numbers?
Yeah, I think the support is there, but I think it's stable enough to appeal to the demographics. And again, if you're a superstar or if you have a substantial following, you're going to get the money. Look what happened last week. Padraig Harrington signed a three-year extension with Wilson Golf worth about $10 million, and he's rumored to have turned down a lot more money from a lot bigger companies because he wanted the stability as well. So if you do well in the industry, whether you're an equipment manufacturer or a course or an advertiser or a golfer, you're going to do fine.
Yeah, kudos to Padraig Harrington, by the way, for eschewing the larger paycheck and going with common sense. The guy has just won three of the last six majors with Wilson products. Why in the world would you change that continuity? So taking a little less money but staying with the equipment that has gotten him to where he is. So good news and common sense. Good news, common sense prevailed with Padraig Harrington.
Absolutely. Real quick, I know Callaway and Bridgestone were rumored to have thrown much more money at him, but your point is a good point. Well taken. He now stands for winning the big events with Wilson stuff, so why screw it up?
He is the sports professor, Rick Harrow. He joins us each and every week here on Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic. He's the visiting expert on sports law at Harvard. You can also see him every week on both CNN and ESPN, and go check out his weekly blog and podcast at msn.foxsports.com. Rick, thank you as always. Safe travels to you on your way down to the Dolphins game.
All right, man. See you next week.
All right, there he is, Rick Harrow. It's our Golf Business and Law segment sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach, and I am not a lawyer, but a non-lawyer spokesperson for the law firm of McDonald Hopkins. Russ Evans with you, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760.